live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy has told the Dáil that CAMHS services are not meeting the needs of an entire cohort of children and young people, many of whom are in desperate need of immediate care. Meanwhile, fears over inadequate funding for eye care in Inishowen have now become a reality as the facility is granted just 36% of its funding application. An Inishowen councillor believes the banning of blue lights on Coast Guard vehicles is a life or death situation. And the Donegal Road Safety Working Group has warned that if drivers take their eyes off the road for as little as 2 seconds, a car will have travelled 33 metres at 60 kilometres per hour. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a number of jobs are to be lost at Letterkenny-based company Garton Technologies. 30% of the workforce is set to go as part of a restructuring programme, the details of which have not yet been finalised. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement issued to Highland Radio News today, Garton Technologies confirmed that a number of jobs will be lost. 30% of its Letterkenny workforce is set to be impacted. The company says they've decided to sever ties with their US partner due to a lack of traction in the market following a significant investment made in 2017-2018 to expand business there, which hasn't produced the expected growth. This, they say, has resulted in a restructuring of its business and a reduction in the workforce. The company is currently conducting a consultation process with staff with the aim of retaining 70% of its workforce in Letterkenny. Malachy Eastwood, CEO of Garton Technologies, says the reduction in size of the company means they can now move forward confidently to service existing clients in the UK, Ireland and Australia.
The Dáil has been told that child and adolescent mental health services are not meeting the needs of an entire cohort of children and young people, many of whom are in desperate need of immediate care. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty said real action is needed to ensure that CAMHS services are properly resourced. He told Taoiseach Simon Coveney that all over the state, parents are struggling to access appropriate care for their children, while inadequate staffing levels make it impossible to meet the demand for care.
They're currently in the region of 2,560 children and young adults on the CAMHS waiting list. 2,560 children that, in my view, are being failed, and almost 300 of them, children and young adults, are waiting for over a year to be seen. In my own area, the CHO1 area, which includes Cavan and Monaghan in the northwest, there are 10 vacant posts in CAMHS, and there's 240 young children who are waiting to be seen. It's not acceptable, Taoiseach. And you know that because in your area, it's even worse. In CHO4, which covers Cork and Kerry, there's 650 young people who are on the waiting list. Over 100 of those children have been waiting over a year to be seen. And we simply cannot allow for the interests of our children this situation to persist.
Meanwhile, fears over inadequate funding for eye care in Inishowen have now become a reality as the facility is granted just 36% of its funding application. The HSE confirmed today that €36,000 in funding has been allocated despite the facility submitting an application for €100,000. The Bluestack Special Needs Foundation in Donegal Town also received €36,000 in funding, a fraction of the €150,000 requested by the service. Angela Turish is General Manager of Eye Care. She says allocation undermines the service they are trying to provide.
We're very grateful for that, and their calculations came up with the sum of £100,000. It won't cover for very long, but you know, we're running a very busy service here, and children are coming and going all the time, and it's a huge help to us, but it won't cover the year. One of our directors actually came up with this. We couldn't figure out how they arrive at this particular sum, but it's 36% of what we need. As well as that, we're actually providing the service that the HSE should be providing. And this is it for them for God knows how long. And we're dependent on a donator. Even mental health issues and everything else will escalate if these young people don't have somewhere to go. This project that we started the positivity in the room when you go in while they're doing their bits and pieces is just amazing. And the work they're turning out is amazing as well. We have a lady in doing upcycling furniture with them, and they're painting different things and decoupage and furniture, and they love it.
Mm.
And this has potential for sales down the line for them to make a bit of money. All of these young adults have a contribution to make to society.
The Taoiseach says the government won't be found wanting when it comes to supporting farmers if there's a no-deal Brexit. Emergency money from Brussels has been agreed with the EU to support Irish businesses if the UK crashes out of Europe. The agri-food industry is particularly exposed, with uncertainty over what tariffs may be applied on Irish beef. Taoiseach Simon Coveney says they will do their best to limit the damage.
Farming is actually one of the very few sectors. Deputy, just listen and you might learn for a change. The farming is one of the few sectors in Ireland where consecutive governments have planned 5 years ahead, and that has been hugely effective in terms of building and supporting a strong industry. It didn't happen by accident that in the middle of a recession in Ireland, the agri-food industry and farming actually prospered.
Meanwhile, Britain's Labour leader is calling for Theresa May to take a no-deal Brexit off the table after meeting with the European Commission President. Earlier, Jean-Claude Juncker admitted he's not very optimistic about the chances of the UK leaving with an agreement. He's warning if the UK leaves the EU without a deal, it will have terrible economic and social consequences. Jeremy Corbyn says there are other options.
We believe the Labour alternative of a customs union, market access and protection of rights is a credible one. It certainly has great support in amongst MPs on my side of the House, but some from the other side as well.
The banning of blue lights on Coast Guard vehicles is a life or death situation. That's according to Inishowen Councillor Martin McDermott, who says the decision is a major step backwards. In a directive issued to staff, the Coast Guard told members the risks associated with driving blue light vehicles on public roads need to be mitigated for the safety of volunteers and the public. Councillor McDermott fears the move could have a serious impact on response times.
Just to completely ban the use of blue lights and emergency vehicles for the Coast Guard, I think, is a very, very serious situation. It's a very serious situation for people in coastal areas, not just for in relation to the fishing sector or the marine sector, but also in relation to the health service, the ambulance, or the Coast Guard helicopter would come out on a regular basis, times to pick up people with heart attacks and things like that, where the Coast Guard on the ground would help with that. So we are now making their journey from wherever it is a lot longer and probably a lot more dangerous, that they don't and can't have the facilities to use blue lights.
So do you think then, over the banning of the blue lights and consequent delays that could cause in getting to an emergency situation, do you feel like we might be facing a very serious situation that could be avoided, such as death?
Absolutely. I mean, look, well, you know yourself in relation to the Coast Guard, in relation to someone, especially if someone falls into the sea or someone is fallen off a pier or fallen off a cliff or in the water. I mean, we're talking minutes. We're talking survival and could be down to minutes. It is, to me, in the same league as the ambulance, as the guards, as the fire brigade, and they are not being recognised as that. And I think it is really, really serious for the people, especially in coastal areas, but also for everyone else, because no one knows when they would need those services. And now we have put the situation where it's going to take a lot longer to get to an incident. It's going to take a lot longer for them to get there, and that could mean, as you say, death.
The Taoiseach has confirmed that works at Donegal's community hospitals will not be delayed as a result of the cost overruns of the National Children's Hospital. This is contrary to comments made by Minister Joe McHugh to Highland Radio last week, when he said there may be delays in carrying out improvement works to the county's community hospitals as the government diverts €100 million from a range of projects. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue challenged Leo Varadkar on Minister McHugh's comments in the Dáil, to which the Taoiseach stated that other reasons may be behind the delay in works being carried out.
You were chiding members of the opposition for indicating that capital projects might be delayed as a result of the total mismanagement of your government of the National Children's Hospital issue. I want to ask you today, in relation to comments that were made by your own Cabinet Minister, Joe McHugh, in radio in County Donegal, where he indicated that a number of community hospital projects would be delayed as a result of the National Children's Hospital mismanagement, namely Cairndonagh Community Hospital Project, Remelton, St. Joseph's Explosives and Lifford. Can you clarify today whether Minister McHugh is correct in relation to the fact that those projects will be delayed, or is it the fact, Taoiseach, that the position has changed in regards to those?
I'm afraid I didn't hear Minister McHugh's remarks, so I can't really comment on them. But what I can say is that none of those projects are being deferred or delayed as a consequence of the escalating costs at the National Children's Hospital. They may well be delayed for other reasons, but not a euro has been taken from the budget for community nursing units for the Children's Hospital.
A special threat and risk working group is to develop procedures for dealing with drone incidents following the grounding of flights at Dublin Airport earlier. Gardaí and the Irish Aviation Authority are investigating after a pilot spotted a device over the airfield at around 11:30 this morning. This resulted in a 30-minute suspension of all flights into and out of the airport, leading to knock-on delays this afternoon. No further sightings of the drone have been reported, but it still hasn't been located. Siobhan O'Donnell of Dublin Airport Authority says it could come back.
Once it was confirmed that there was no further sightings of the drone within a 30-minute period, flight operations were resumed. It could come back, but there are protocols in place, and as I said, we're working with the agencies, the IAEA, the airlines, the Gardaí, and that in relation to that situation.
The Donegal Road Safety Working Group has warned that if drivers take their eyes off the road for as little as 2 seconds, a car will have travelled 33 metres at 60 kilometres per hour. The group's latest campaign is focusing on mobile phone use, with a particular emphasis on the risk of driver distraction. Last year, almost 29,000 fixed penalty notices were issued for using a mobile phone while driving from January to November. Donegal Road Safety Officer Brian O'Donnell says there is also a risk when using Bluetooth and other hands-free systems.
Research has shown that once you're on a phone, whether it's on a Bluetooth, you're distracted from the task that you have, which is driving your car safely. If you need to take a call, you should pull on safely to the side of the road and take the call. No callers are serious that you have to actually take it. And as well, like with when you're on a Bluetooth, you could be on it for 10, 15 minutes. And you're totally distracted.
Is it your belief that we perhaps need to change the law then? Because at present, using a hands-free, using a Bluetooth is not illegal. Should it be?
It's not illegal, but I think it's still a distraction. And people need to be fully aware that the danger of using a phone, being in a conversation, when there's nobody else in a car but yourself, you are distracted from the task that you have, which is driving a car. And put the phone away. New technology is great, fantastic, fully aware of that. But to actually put the lives of yourself and other road users at risk by using a phone, it's just not worth it.
Something for Minister Shane Ross to have a think about, perhaps?
Hopefully, but we have a lot of other things, problems with road safety at the minute, but mobile phone is right up there. It's second only to speeding with offences on the road.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an additional 20% bonus on all Shop LK vouchers.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Derry City have added some continental flair to their squad ahead of the closure of the domestic transfer window. French attacking midfielder Gianni Souraf has joined the Candy Stripes on a one-year deal after leaving a Greek side, Panios, at the end of last month. Derry have also extended the contract of midfielder Kieran Harkin. The 23-year-old originally signed a two-year deal upon his arrival from Coleraine, but he's now signed an extension to keep him on Foyle side through to the 2021 season. Derry manager Declan Devine is happy that Harkin has committed further to the club.
I think he's been sensational since he's came to the club. His attitude, his application, and generally his infectiousness in terms of around the place and how he goes about his job on a daily basis has earned, in my opinion, a better contract, and thankfully he agreed this morning to an extra year extension. And he's a very talented footballer. You know, I don't think he gets credit for his technical ability. Everybody thinks that Kieran is more of a stopping midfield player. Yes, he's aggressive. Yes, he plays with his heart in his sleeve, but the boy also has a lot of technical ability and can cause teams problems. And you know, if they look at the opening night, they see he covered more miles than anybody else, but he also was calm enough in the final third to pick out two passes that set up two goals.
Derry are of course away to Shamrock Rovers tomorrow night in the Premier Division of the SSE Air Trustee League as they look to further build on last week's 3-0 victory at home to UCD. Mesut Ozil makes a rare start for Arsenal, who need to turn around a 1-0 first leg deficit against Bate Borisov this evening in the Europa League. The second leg of their last 32 tie has a 5-6 start at the Emirates Stadium in London. Underway at the same time, Republic of Ireland winger Johnny Hayes starts for Celtic. They trail Valencia 2-0 going into their second leg. That game, of course, being played in Spain tonight. And then at 8, Chelsea lead Malmo 2-1 going into their second leg at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea, of course, looking to make up for recent poor defeats to the likes of Manchester United and Manchester City. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp has been fined £45,000 by the English FA for comments he made about the officials after their Premier League game with West Ham. The governing body ruled the German had questioned the integrity of the referee Kevin Friend and or implied bias. The Republic of Ireland women's side have been handed a tough draw for their European 2021 qualifying campaign. Colin Bell's side have been drawn in Group I along with Germany, the Ukraine, Greece and Montenegro. Only the top side in each group and the three best runners-up qualify automatically for the finals in England. The likes of Donegal girls Tyler Toland and Amber Bard, of course, part of the Republic of Ireland senior side. In golf, Rory McIlroy says skipping this year's Irish Open at Lahinch is an effort to stay fresh for the Open Championship at Portrush. The 29-year-old will play at the Scottish Open a week before the Open, but claims three tournaments in a row would be overkill. McIlroy is among the field for the WGC Mexico Championship that gets underway this evening. Set the tee off just before 6 o'clock Irish time, while Shane Lowry goes out at 7 o'clock this evening. In cricket, Ireland have lost their first of three T20 internationals with Afghanistan in India. Afghanistan reached their target of 136 with 5 wickets in hand and just 4 balls remaining. The sides will meet again on Saturday. And in badminton, Chloe and Sam McGee made their exit from the Barcelona Spain Masters this afternoon. The rough old pair lost to the second seeds from England, Marcus Ellis and Lawrence Smith. The game in the second round finished 21-18, 21-12. Our next bulletin, Highland, is tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, businesses in and around the Letterkenny area are being warned that a large batch of fake €50 notes are in circulation. Gardaí are aware of the situation and are urging anyone who comes across the notes to contact them. President of the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce, Leonard Watson, says people need to be vigilant.
Around. And just to be cautious, let their staff know, you know, to keep an eye out, some teacher staff what to look for, and use ultraviolet lights, use their money pens. And also to contact the Gardaí, especially because you know, most shops now have CCTV, and it's a very good way of maybe kind of finding who is passing off these folks' notes. Again, these guys are getting better and better at what they do. I still say the ultraviolet lights and the money pens, they're always kind of a sure way of checking that these notes are real. And it does still go back to educating people, and even the general public too, because you know, people be passing them off different places. Like, and nobody wants to get caught with fraud money. They're like, so it's just one of them things that we all have to be kind of vigilant about.
And finally, the government is facing further criticism as it's emerged the number of social houses built or purchased in Donegal last year only equated for 6% of the county's housing needs. The Department of Housing has revealed that last year 74 social houses owned and managed by Donegal County Council and approved housing bodies were built, while an additional 79 houses were purchased. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the government needs to urgently wake up to the scale of the housing crisis across Donegal. He says Donegal County Council also have a key role to play in the delivery of social housing.
In 2018, we've now discovered that there were only 74 social houses built across Donegal and there were 79 houses purchased, and that's for Donegal County Council and for approved housing bodies. So that's a total of 153 across the entire county. Now, the real housing need in Donegal is 2,500 approximately. We're talking about 6% last year of that housing need that was met. So what happens? Well, we are pushing huge numbers of families into private rental accommodation through the housing assistance payments. And this means that there's less and less private houses available for rent. It's getting more and more difficult for families to find landlords that will work with the housing assistance payment. And of course, families who can't avail of that payment, who are working families, are paying higher and higher rents. So we have a real crisis in the county, and the government need to wake up to this.
And indeed, as you mentioned, the private rental sector. In fact, in this sector, the rents are increasing more and more, so it's having a knock-on effect altogether.
Absolutely. I mean, there are less and less houses available, particularly in the larger towns. I have come across families through no fault of their own who have been told by their landlord that they're going to sell the houses. You need to find alternative accommodation. And then when they go looking for that accommodation, they can't find it. So in effect, they are homeless. There's also a challenge that I pose to Donegal County Council. I believe that they urgently need to meet councillors, planners, building contractors and architects and go back over the zoning issues in towns and villages across the county, because I know there are real problems here in getting housing schemes up and running.
For weather now, dry in most places this evening with some sunshine, cloudy and windy tonight and mild with lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees in strong and gusty southerly winds. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, a number of jobs are to be lost at Letterkenny-based company Garton Technologies. 30% of the workforce is set to go as part of a restructuring programme, the details of which have not yet been finalised. The Dáil has been told that CAM services are not meeting the needs of an entire cohort of children and young people, many of whom are in desperate need of immediate care. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty said real action is needed to ensure that CAM services are properly resourced. Meanwhile, fears over inadequate funding for eye care in Inishowen have now become a reality as the facility is granted just 36% of its funding application. The HSE confirmed today that €36,000 in funding has been allocated despite the facility submitting an application for €100,000. And the banning of blue lights on Coast Guard vehicles is a life or death situation. That's according to Inishowen Councillor Martin McDermott, who says the decision is a major step backwards. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 21st of February. The death has taken place of Sarah Curran, née Brogan, Salhuna, Spittle, County Galway, formerly of Cashelmore, Ards, County Donegal. Her remains will repose at the family home in Salhuna, Spittle, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. Removal on Saturday morning to Knock Church, Knock, Inverin, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Rahoon Cemetery, Galway City. Family flowers only by request, donations in lieu if desired to Galway Hospice. House private, please, on Saturday morning. The death has taken place of Anne Kelly, Drumkeen, late of Brentwood Manor, Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her sister Margaret Bonner's residence at Ahigalt, Drumkeen, from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Finola O'Rourke, Donegal Road, Killybegs. Her remains will repose at her residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 to St Mary's Church, Killybegs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and also on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member or McBrearty Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Rita Margaret Lamb, Ard na Gaoine, Windy Hall, Letterkenny, formerly of Belfast. Rita's remains will be received at St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock to repose overnight for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, at 2:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Good and New Cancer Bus Service, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Noble Moore, Listillian, Letterkenny, formerly of Lurgy. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 for service in Rye Presbyterian Church at 2:30 with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Rye Hall Building Fund, K. Rob Gibson Funeral Directors Convoy, or any family member. The death has occurred of John the Cope Gallagher, Lyric, Shetland Islands, and formerly of Dunloe. A memorial mass will take place in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Funeral in St. Margaret's Church, Lyric, on Tuesday morning at 11, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Annie Sanford, née McPhillamy, 26 Ingleside Drive, Strabane, and formerly of Willow Road, Burndennet. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. And the death has taken place in Glasgow of Winnie Gallagher, formerly of Creevery Rathmullen. Her remains will arrive at her sister Teresa and Willie Gordon's residence at Ballyconnolly, Rye Rathmullen, at 10 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11 in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery.